Okay, we are now continuing Be'ez Hashem in the fifth parak of Masechta Shabbos. We are up to Parak Hey, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis is going to talk about different parts, different items that an animal may have attached to its body or wearing on its body on Shabbos, and whether it's considered to be something that the animal is allowed to carry out on Shabbos, or that's a violation of Shvisas Behema. So if it's something that an animal needs to basically protect it, then the animal is allowed to go out that way on Shabbos. Chamor yotze b'marda'as b'zman shikshur lo. A donkey can go outside on Shabbos with a marda'as, a saddlecloth, to keep it warm, as long as it's tied to the donkey before Shabbos. Donkeys are always cold, so they had to have a cloth that was like under the saddle, in between the saddle and its body, and it was left there to keep the animal warm. But it wasn't meant to be something that the animal is carrying. It's more like a jacket in order to keep the animal warm. But still, you're only allowed to have that if it's tied on, because if it's not tied on, then it could fall off, and then a person might pick it up and carry it, Dalet Amos, and we certainly don't want that to happen. We don't want anyone carrying something, Dalet Amos, and certainly once Shabbos starts, you can't go tying it onto the animal, because then you're going to end up being mishamish behema, because you're going to end up leaning on the animal. So therefore, we say you're not allowed to tie it on. So it has to be tied on before Shabbos. Zecharim yotzim levuvin. If you have a male sheep, it can go outside with their with its aver covered in some sort of a leather pouch, and that prevents it from mating too much. So, because if an animal mates too much, then it's going to become very schwach, it's going to become very weak. So we can have that. So that's also considered something that protects the animal. Rechelos, female sheep, yotzos shechuzos, kvulos, uchavunos. They can go out with their tails that are held up in order to expose the reproductive organ so that an animal can mount it, or their tails tied down to cover the reproductive organs so that no animal could mount it, or with their bodies covered in cloth to keep their wool clean, because you want to be able to shear the wool and be able to have usable wool. So these are protective items on the animal, and therefore it's not considered a burden. Ha'izim yotzes, yotzos tsuros. Goats can go out with their udders, I don't know if you call it udders on a goat, wrapped, in a way to catch whatever milk might come out, or to prevent milk from coming out. Rabbi Yossi osa b'kulon chutz min arachelin ha-kavunos. And Rabbi Yossi does not allow going out with any of these things, except for the rechelos, going out covered in the cloth in order to keep their wool clean. That's the only thing he allows. Rabbi Yehuda omer, izim yotzos truros liyabesh. Goats can go out wrapped with their udders wrapped very tightly in order to liyabesh, in order to dry them out, that it should not produce milk. But not with something attached to its udders to be able to catch the milk. So Mishnah Gimel now. The Mishnah is going to talk about what an animal is not allowed to wear outside on Shabbos. What can't an animal go out with on Shabbos? So lo yase gamel b'mitutelis. A camel can't go outside with a mitutelis, which is a weight like an ID tag on the animal. Because that could easily fall off, and someone could carry it. So even though it's there so that the animal won't get lost and the animal won't be misplaced, someone will be able to identify it. So it doesn't seem like it's a burden that the animal is carrying, but still it's a concern that it will fall off and someone will come to carry it. Lo akud v'lo ragul. It also can't go out with its front legs attached to its back legs, or with a leg tied up in a bent position to keep it from running, because that causes a lot of pain to the animal, and therefore that's considered to be something that's a masui on the animal. And the same is true of all other animals. So now the Mishnah teaches us how one is allowed to lead a number of camels on Shabbos. A person can't tie camels together lined up one behind the other and pull the front one so that all of them will follow in the line, because when you lead a group of camels like that, it looks like you're going out to sell them in the marketplace, so it looks like you're doing mekach u'memker on Shabbos. But you could take all of the different leashes and hold all the leashes in your hand like a dog walker would or something like that, and pull them together as a bunch, because then all at once, because then it doesn't look like you're going to sell them in the market, because that's not the way animals would be brought to be sold in the market. But you're not allowed to wrap around the leashes around your hand, because some of the leashes may be made of wool, other leashes may be made of linen, and therefore it's going to be a violation of shatness, because you're warming your hand with a combination of wool and linen. So to quickly summarize what we learned today, so we learned Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis spoke about the different items that an animal may walk out with on Shabbos, because it is not considered to be a burden. So a donkey can go outside wearing the cloth that keeps it warm, and a ram can go outside covering its reproductive organs, and a female sheep, a Rachel, can go out exposing its reproductive organs or covering its reproductive organs, or it's with some sort of wrapping to keep its wool clean, and a goat is allowed to go out with something covering its udders, either to dry out the milk or to catch whatever milk comes out. Then we had two other opinions. Rabbi Yossi said that no, you're not allowed to go out. No animals is meant to be allowed to go out with any of those things, except for the Rachel that goes out with something covering its wool to protect its wool. And Rabbi Yehuda said that a goat can go out only with something covering its udders if it's meant to dry up the milk, but not if it's meant to catch whatever milk is coming out. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we switch to what an animal may go out with on Shabbos. May not go out with on Shabbos. So we said a camel is not allowed to go out with its name tag, because someone might carry it. And it also can't go out with its legs attached to it, tied to each other, or bent upward, at the knees and tied up that way, because that's considered a major burden. And the same is true for other animals as well. And then we said you're not allowed to single file line up all your camels and tie them to each other and lead the front camel, because that looks like mekach u'memker, but you are allowed to carry all the leashes as long as you don't wrap the leash around your hand, because if you wrap the leash around your hand, then it's going then it's going to be a violation of shatness when you wrap the leashes around your hand, because it's multiple leashes, and therefore you may have wool and linen together, and it's going to be providing warmth for your hand. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos Dalid and Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph.